Mechanical engineering junior Mason Mathias can follow that black line like nobody's business. In the pool, in the classroom, the lad from Leeds is constantly in the lead. We're talking training, we're talking braining, we're talking Mason Mathias.
Well, I have a wonderful electronic invention I want you to see. It looks something like this.
1.21 gigawatts.
What the hell is a gigawatt?
You're listening to the Hashtag Getting Podcast, brought to you by Auburn University's Samuel Ginn College of Engineering.
Friends, Romans, countrymen, lend me your podcast loving ears. Because you're tuning into the best one out there in all of higher education. We all know that. That would be the award-winning Hashtag Getting, brought to you by the Samuel Ginn College of Engineering's Office of Communications and Marketing. I'm Jeremy Henderson. I work in that place. Communications and marketing is my game. Wishing Austin Phillips would look at me and just give me some sort of response or something is my game. And I mean, I'm sitting there. Well, you know, I'm trying to. Austin, he's my co-host with the co-most. He is the director of the Office of Communications and Marketing. We have over here a student worker who really doesn't come across that way at all. You talk about a go-getter, a young man with initiative. Scott Key, like his namesake, who celebrated this country so well in the War of 1812. He's fighting his own battles on the front lines of podcast recording. That would be Scott Key, with no relation to Francis, over here twisting the knobs. Today, a very special guest, my friends. And now, I've been butchering a lot of names lately, and I used to pride myself on this. So my instinct was to say Mason Mathias, but I'm thinking, is it Mathias?
It is Mathias.
Mm. See, I knew it. See, Austin said no, it wasn't Mathias.
See, don't
Mathias.
Put that on me. I didn't say that.
Mathias.
I call him double M.
M&M. Yep. Mason Mathias, a junior in mechanical engineering, and also what we call a pool boy.
Yeah, the real kind.
This was a reference to an earlier episode where I thought one of our development officers had been a swimmer. And I was like, I heard you're kind of like a pool, but he hadn't been a swimmer. Yeah. And so it was great. It was worth
it. So now he is the pool boy.
He's just kind of looking at me and he's like, pool boy, what are you talking about? Mason, can't thank you enough for taking the time out of, I'm sure, your busy schedule to splish and splash around with the boys.
No, thank you for having me.
Yeah, no, thanks. Yeah, thanks a ton. We got to get the story, but see, Austin, I was sitting here, I was going over his you know, the bio on the swimming and diving team.
When we say the USC Invitational, is that South Carolina or is that Southern California?
Southern California.
Yeah, so they don't want him showing up.
No.
Because this guy's knocking it out of the park at the USC Invitational. You look at his bio, that's like, owns the USC Invitational.
I mean, it's like first place 500-yard freestyle. Okay, let's see. Oh, first place 500-yard freestyle, broken record. First place 200-yard. I mean, he just keeps going. And this
second
is all
team,
last
all
year,
SEC,
beating Bama to a goddamn pulp every time they go up against him. I mean, I feel bad for him at some point.
I don't.
Winner SEC academic honor roll. We got a winner in the studio right now. So let's get the Mason Mathias story. First off, where are we from?
I'm from Leeds, Alabama.
Oh, Leeds. The pride of Leeds. Yeah. Got to be the most famous person from Leeds.
Barkley who? Charles who?
That's what everybody on the swim team says.
No.
Hey, but that's quite a drive from Leeds to Briarwood.
It is.
Yeah, what is that about?
So, well, yeah.
I mean, no offense, Leeds, but Briarwood's a really, really, really good school. So
indeed. Yeah, so that was the my parents kind of prided themselves, or not necessarily pride themselves, but wanted that kind of education for their kids. So that's where I ended up going. My mom actually taught at Spain Park, or she teaches at Spain Park.
Yeah.
So she's a math teacher there. And that was on the way growing up. Both my sisters attended Briarwood, and it's where I kept going. So I really enjoyed it, but I liked that long commute.
I covered football at Briarwood many years before you were probably even there. So during the Fred Yancey years. Coach Yancey's one of the greatest of all time.
I was there when he retired.
Oh, okay, yeah. One of the greatest of all time. One of the greatest people I ever worked with. Mm-hmm. As well.
My connection to Briarwood was skipping school to drive down there and leave notes on this girl's car and bring her treats and everything, trying to win her affection.
How did that work out?
It didn't.
And now there's still a
restraining order. Off of Valleydale.
Yeah,
huh?
Well, my record got expunged. It was a youthful offender situation. But, yeah, no, I love that Briarwood campus. Boy, oh, boy. Probably a little before your time. Let's see. Well, okay,
so engineering. Why Auburn and why engineering?
Really, it comes down to the fact that it was close to home. And, I mean, what doesn't Auburn have to offer in terms of engineering and swimming?
Preach.
I mean, if y'all – I don't know how many or if either y'all have been to the pool, but we have a lot of national championships. We're one of the most storied programs in swimming. So we – me and my class, the other guys in my class who were recruited under the idea that we're going to be part of the foundation to get those back. So we're working on it right now. We have our two, we've had our two highest finishes at the NCAA meet in the past, I think, 7 years, these past 2 years. So that's pretty cool.
Yeah.
But yeah, it was that, the combination of at Auburn, I feel like I can achieve highly both in the pool and in a classroom just because of what Auburn Engineering has to offer as well.
Why mechanical though?
So both my parents were originally, or my dad still is an engineer. My mom was a chemical engineer before she became a teacher. My dad is mechanical. But,
are they Auburn grads?
No.
Okay.
They're actually, my dad's graduated from the school.
Okay, oh, so yeah, you are the brains in the family.
Yes. Got to teach dad something.
And then my mom graduated from USF. But
okay, yeah. Yeah.
So mechanical, because in high school I took chemistry and I was like, I don't like these things that are so small. So I was like, well, physics was awesome because I could see everything, and even though it didn't always make intuitive sense, I was like, okay, at least I can see it, imagine what's going on. And I mean, who doesn't like cars? Who doesn't like all the stuff that mechanical engineering works with? Because that's what we deal with on a daily basis. So,
Mason, I don't know if you know this or not, but you are actually to your right talking to a young man who once got a physics scholarship to this university. You wouldn't think it to talk to him, but it apparently happened. So just know that you have a sympathetic ear when you're talking your love for physics.
Yep, there you go.
Didn't work out.
No.
Nowhere
gave
close.
Gave up on that.
Still, the potential was once there.
Yes, yeah. There was a little glimmer of hope.
Right. Swimming. How long you been doing that?
Goodness. So my sisters are 8 and 10 years older than me, so I have been on a pool deck since I was born. There's actually, my mom brings to swim meets every time they come.
A photo. Water birth?
No.
Okay. I didn't know
we won't go there.
We were talking about it. Okay.
But there's a picture of me when I was in, I think, 2 or 3, when my sister was competing at Auburn's pool on a stroller on the pool deck at Auburn.
That's
so
cool.
Yeah, so my mom loves showing that.
Did she swim for the university?
She swam for Kentucky. So okay. She also swam in college, okay. But she went to Kentucky. But yeah, swimming, I think I've been in the pool year round since I was 6. I also played soccer for a good bit, but swimming was the thing I was best at and the thing I love. So.
So, Briarwood, did they have a school team?
They did have a school team. Okay. Yes, we didn't practice together, but yes, we did compete in state championships and stuff.
So. Yeah, because I couldn't remember if they did. I didn't really cover a lot of swimming until I went to Madison and worked and started a newspaper in Madison. Bob Jones, a bunch of those, they really had huge programs and went and covered the state championship in Tuscaloosa, of all places. So, I wasn't sure if you were club a lot of the time or if Briarwood didn't eventually have a team.
I mainly swam club, and a lot of the guys I actually swam with at Briarwood were on the same club team.
Yeah,
so that worked out.
So where was
well.
Your club out of?
Birmingham Swim League. Okay. It was actually, we practiced a lot of different places because Birmingham pools are just kind of in and out, like depending on the season. So Walled Park in Vestavia before they tore that down, Heatherwood Country Club, the Crossflex in downtown Birmingham.
Yeah.
And we swam a lot of meets there, and we train there in the summer. So.
Good. Wow.
Yeah, Walled Park. It seems safe to say, like, you broke a record or something recently, right? Or you set a record, or you did something. Something big.
I did. So at NCAAs, I mean, well, our team, the NCAAs is kind of the meat of the year for us in the college season. Like, that's the meat where you get your placement for the year as a team. It's kind of where everybody wants to peak for that meet. And I mean, our team, we placed 12th, which is awesome. Like I said, that was the past 2 years. We were 10th last year, 12th this year. Maybe not the meet that we wanted, but I had a really good swim in the 500. It was my first A final at NCAA's, a top 8, which was awesome. And I went a best time. So that was a school record. And I went 4:10. in the 500. So
what? So
that
what
sounds,
all?
That sounds good.
Yeah,
410.
Hey, Jer, that's fast.
Yeah, no, it's fast.
Well, what all events do you swim?
I'm a distance swimmer, so they put me in the pool for the longest thing. So I swim the mile, 500. Those are my two best events, and then depending on the meet, I'll either swim 200 free or 200 fly.
Good night.
I swear. I'm physically am feeling tired. No joke. Like I'm actually sitting there going,
we have a
like,
new employee. We have a new employee. I walked her across campus earlier, and I realized when we got to the top of the stairs at Brown Cove, I'm going.
What are you thinking about in the pool? I mean, are you doing equations? Are you working problems? I mean,
I hope not. On a good day, I'm not doing that stuff. Okay. So the pool is kind of like the place where I can go and my brain shuts off. Like I become like just one of the guys hanging around.
Sure.
I mean, with my best friends. The swim team arm. My teammates are my best friends. I live with them. I hang out with them on a daily basis. So I don't turn off the engineer because, I mean, who does? We're always engineers. Mm-hmm. But when I go to the pool, we're joking around. I don't have to be thinking about complex equations, all this homework that I've got and stuff to do. So it's almost a good break. And then, you know, there's a monotony too, staring at a black line at the bottom of the pool that it's very comforting. And it's something I've known for so long that it's almost, I don't know what it would be like to not do that. And
are you telling me there's a black line down there?
Yeah.
That helps keep you straight?
There is.
Dadgummit. I was always wondering.
What did you think this
was
for?
Well, I didn't even know them or like see them down there.
Did you not?
No. I've just always been like, man, they can get, how do they do that? Because like my big thing when I get into a pool is go to the back of the end, close my eyes and see if I could just missile it all the way down and see how far straight I can go. And I'm just like ramming walls left and right. What is it about that? We lose our like geo-sensing skills in the water. That's weird.
I want to see this next time you do this, please.
I wonder what it would be like to race Mason, like
yeah, I would too. Can we get a video of
you know
this?
We did that thing where the kids got to race Bo Jackson like at the A-Day game that one time, and he started like at the back
yeah,
of the end zone.
That was great.
We were like on the 30 yard line or something, and he just smoked everybody. And I don't know, it'd be fun to do that. It feels safe to say that you're kind of one of the, I mean, everybody brings their strengths. Everybody's got their place, obviously. But I don't know. There's a lot of first places, it seems like, in that bio there. I mean, it seems like you're pretty good. I mean, are you? Sounds like you're pretty good.
I'll call myself decent.
Okay, decent.
I'm made better by the people around me, for sure.
Sure.
I am one of the things we pride ourselves, especially with the guys that I train with, is a good distance group. So my training partners are best out there. And we've got – it's four of us total – and they're all different majors, but I mean, those are the guys that we're challenging each other inside the pool and outside, just to be the best that we can. And so like, I mean, we get on the blocks and we're not we love racing each other, but at the end of the day, if we're first, second, third, all of us first, second, third, fourth, that's all that matters. And so we really don't care about the placing in between there, but, it's kind of fun. Now we're getting to the, me and my, Michael is, his name's Michael, and he's
Phelps.
I wish. he's a close enough.
Okay.
He's my main training partner with Grant and Drew as well. So we always look. I mean, when we're on the blocks, we're trying to beat the other team. I mean, that's all it comes down to. And we love swimming with each other, swimming against each other. So.
Well,
I think it's just
fun. And you know, outside of relays, you could see this as an individual sport, but. It really sounds like it is as much a team sport as anything.
It really in college, and that's what I think. I mean, I would tell you, and this is for swimmers that are looking at swimming in college, but in the club level in high school, it seems way more individual, just because of team standings aren't as important. But every time a person on our team puts on the Auburn cap, we're representing AU. It's not football, but I mean, we want to go out there and.
I hate to tell you, y'all are better than football. Keep that on the DL.
I wish it was.
Yeah.
So, I mean, it is. And that's what it's all about. I mean, our coach, Ryan Wakamurka, he's awesome about that. But it's all about getting your hand on the wall before the other cap next to you. The AU is the most important one. So as long as you do what you can and your teammates are doing what they can, we're good.
Man. Well, and I think you're in good hands, too. Coach was here. Whenever me and you were in school, Jer.
Sure.
But you talk about those titles. Like when Jer and I was in school, we were winning it every year. Coach Marsh,
yep.
Every single year.
Yep.
So the standard is there.
It is.
We know that we can achieve greatness here. Yes. It just takes us a little time. We need to get back there.
It will.
So, but I definitely think we're heading in the right direction with Coach back here, familiar with, you know, with the university, you know, been everything. A champion himself. Mm-hmm. So you got a great leader out there as well.
We do.
Swimming's one of those sports. I mean, they all do. Obviously, you got to put in time. You got to put in effort to have that kind of discipline. What's an average day? I guess like for you, you know, engineering. I mean, this ain't philosophy.
No.
Like you're talking this to a philosopher.
No,
this ain't journalism. It ain't fashion. Love y'all, but at the same time, I mean, engineering. You really got to put in the work. Swimming and diving. I mean, you're probably one of those in the pool every day kind of people, right?
6 days a week.
6 days a week. There you go. 6 days a week. So I mean, what is an average day like, and how do you maintain that level of, I guess, performance with so much pressure?
The average days are crazy. I mean, whose aren't? But I guess I'll start with you. I'll start with a Monday, daily Monday. Practice at 6 a.m. We're at the pool, waking up at like 5:15, getting a bar, something to eat on the way out. Practice. We swim from 6 to 7:30. You know, we'll go eat breakfast, and then I'll have class. I've got, class from 9 till 11 Monday, and then so I have two classes, and then I have class at 12, so I have an hour break. I'll grab some lunch in between there, and then once my third class gets out at 12 or 1:15, I will head to the weight room after grabbing some. Or I already had lunch. Sorry. But I'll head to the weight room. We lift for an hour, and then we're back in the pool from 2:45 until 5. And then I'll eat dinner with my buddies probably for about an hour, and then at 6 o'clock. And then my brain turns into the engineer. So about 6 o'clock I start, usually on a good day, I'll start my homework, start getting into the, you know, all the stuff I have to do. But for the longevity of it, I rely on the people around me.
Mason, that sounds like hell. I mean, frankly,
well, how do you not smell like chlorine all the time?
Oh, I do. Yes.
You That's... don't right now, though. I'm about 4 feet away from you.
Lots of cologne, man.
Okay. Because, I mean, not to rat Dan out, but Dan Bush is one of our development officers, big swimming supporter. Dan's in
was
his
he
70s.
A pool boy?
No, but Dan's just an avid swimming supporter and an avid swimmer. So, and Dan's in his 70s, and Dan goes get slaps every day. But when Dan would return, you knew Dan had been to the pool because he definitely smelled like chlorine.
I kind of like chlorine.
The key to that is a shower after every practice. Yeah. You got to get the shower.
I was kind of like that smell. I mean, frankly, a lot of times in high school, it was like, well, you need a shower. You just hop on in the pool.
You just went in on the Jared got you a little pool bath.
Yeah.
Well, again, back to engineering on the engineering side. What is our interest at in mechanical? Where are we thinking we're going? What are we wanting to do? What's the next step?
I think the next step's going to be grad school.
Okay.
With swimming, we actually train year-round, so I haven't left Auburn for more than 2 weeks since I got here as a freshman. So in the summers I've taken classes, I've done some volunteer research. This summer I'm going to be doing a research fellowship and taking some classes. So I want to be on that end of the stuff. I like R&D and that type of work so far. Interest level, I really am looking into biomechanics or robotics, kind of the mesh in between those. As an athlete, I'm obsessed with how the human body works, maximizing it, and it's just fun to watch. And fun to see how it works. So I think with that, maybe end goal, I think being a professor wouldn't be too bad. So I think that would be fun. That's kind of an idea that's been floating around my head recently.
So the research, who were you working with and what were you doing on some of the volunteer research?
So on the volunteer research as a freshman, I was actually in Dr. Wink and Jen's lab in the physics department.
Yeah.
So I was mainly there, and I was a freshman, you know, I don't know how much. There's only so much you can do as a freshman. So I was mainly learning some Python, and I was doing a lot of data analysis, just taking in the raw data and putting it into graphs. But I learned a lot. It was really cool. I think that was the intro, and I was like, I really liked. From there, I learned how the lab scene works, what the research process is like, and I think that was really kind of the stepping point or the stepping stone for me trying to figure out what I want to do and how much I enjoyed it, actually. So
you got connected with Zabala, Michael Zabala.
I'm not connected with Dr. Zabala, but I'm in his class right now, and I'm loving it. Well, so I'm with Dr. Rose.
If those are your interest levels, mm-hmm. you know, those are two fellows that
are as good as it gets in that area. So
those are the guys to train with. About training partners.
If you're looking for a phenomenal grad school, there's one 0 miles away. you're in a definite good place.
You know, I used to ask this question for athletes, especially I think it really applies here. I mean, are you ever able, you know, like you said about being interested in how the human body works and biomechanics and all that, are you ever actually able to maybe apply some of the stuff you've learned actually in the pool in the sense, or vice versa? You know what I mean? More the other way. More like, you know, take some of the mechanical things that you've, you know, picked up on maybe and be like, well, if I did it this way, you know, if I adjusted my angle, if I held my breath a little bit more, if I thought more about mechanical engineering while I was going, you know, stuff like that. I'm just always fascinated if there's ways, you know, you talk about some baseball player, you know, I think we had somebody said actually yes in terms of pitching or something. If not, just make it up. You know, just say something. Just be like, oh, absolutely. You know, I take the classroom into the pool all the time.
Oh, I do actually. I mean, it's the mechanical engineering allows of like you learn so much in such a broad scope that what can't you apply? So I mean, it's kind of funny. I mean, you talk about angles and stuff. Like your angle of your hand entering the water is super important for establishing the early catch in your stroke. So that's something we talk about all the time. Even the angle you finish, because you're driving the water backwards, which is propelling you forwards. That's a huge thing. How far your body sits in the water, your angle of your hips, where your hips are. We talk about your hips being on top of the water because you run a reduced drag. So all these mechanical engineering concepts come up, but not necessarily in the scope that I'm learning in the classroom.
Right.
And if I do talk about that, my teammates will be like, nah, you got to shut up. So
just get in the water, dude. you're talking to somebody who's never actually been able to successfully execute a dive. I can't bring myself to do it. There's just fear.
Well, and I bet you're not as buoyant as you used to be either. I think you might start sinking at this point. Jer's dropping weight.
No, it was
like
the other
crazy
way around. So. I would drop down.
Well, no, so usually when you're bigger, folks will float.
Oh.
Now, hey, you're toning it up, Jer.
Well, maybe I should try.
You're going to be a sinker.
I'm going to sink on down. Uh-huh. You talk about sinking and swimming. Maybe I should try.
But, dude, if you can get Mason to show you some techniques, please get Marcus so that we get this on video.
No, it could be 100% material for the magazine. The website.
Talk about Twitter going viral.
Yeah, no, I like it. That could be good. Mason, I can't thank you enough for taking the time to join us. And again, your hellish schedule. I mean, I don't know how you fit it in, but here you go.
Well, too, and I love whenever we have some of these athletes on because now I have a favorite swimmer.
Exactly. You
know, I didn't have a favorite swimmer before. Exactly. Now I have a favorite swimmer.
And I'm so thankful, though, we did interview
Megan Lee.
Megan Lee.
She's awesome. Yes. She's my favorite female swimmer. Yeah, right. Now I have a favorite.
Are there any other engineers on the team that we know of?
No, not at the moment.
Good. So now we can officially.
We've got the smart kids.
You've got a freshman coming in next year, though.
Freshman coming in.
Maybe a few, actually.
All right. We got to keep them on the radar.
Oh, wait. Actually, there is another female on the. Olivia Dinehart is a freshman woman on the swim team.
Olivia Dinehart. All right.
Bring her on.
And then we'll see who's better, her or Megan Lee.
Swim off.
Thanks so much. Really appreciate it.
War Eagle.
You're listening to the #Getting Podcast, brought to you by Auburn University's Samuel Ginn College of Engineering.